Unity. Did you know each year a number of local farmers and acreage owners with animals, in partnership with Delta Co-op grocery stores, are keeping thousands of pounds of food waste out of landfills? Delta Co-op and these farmers and acreage owners are part of a program called Loop. As set out on the https://loopresource.ca/website, Loop provides simple systems with safe liability structures that enable food wholesalers, retailers and producers to divert 100% of their unsaleable food away from landfill. Delta Co-op food stores have partnered with Loop Resource to send unsold food to local farms for animal use, explains marketing and communications manager Julie Spencer. Produce, bakery, and other items that are not suitable for sale or donation to charity will now support local farms. Healthy farms support a healthy community. Delta Co-op is extremely proud to be a part of the Loop program. In the partnership with Delta Co-op, farmers take turns going to one of the three grocery stores, in Unity, Wilkie and Macklin, three times a week to pick up bruised or wilted produce, vegetable and fruit trimmings, stale bread and other bakery goods, foodstuffs in damaged containers, meat trimmings and all kinds of foods past their best before dates. Six farmers pick up at each store bi-weekly on their designated day. There are also other farmers available on call if one of the regulars cannot make it that day. Loop organizes all the pickups. The store does not need to find a replacement. The farmers then feed the food to their livestock or, in some cases, especially with produce which is too far gone, compost the items. According to loopresource.ca, what was once a waste product, with negative connotations and environmental impact, is now a net positive for business, the community, local food production, and the environment. Loop helps close the loop on organics waste disposal in the food supply industry, taking food from the end of the line at the store back to the beginning as feed and compost at local farms. One of the local farms participating with the Wilkie Delta Co-op grocery store is Prairie Oasis Petting Zoo. Prairie Oasis is a perfect example of the type of mixed farm with multiple species of animals that fits the Loop program best. Pigs devour dairy products. Even the chickens like a bit of milk and yogurt now and then, and the calcium helps them lay eggs with good shells. The horses, sheep and goats all enjoy bakery products for a treat. Even the cows love bread which I would have never thought of giving to them, before Loop, owner, manager Donlin Delaney said. Everyone enjoys the produce, although certain animals have their favorites. Ducks love lettuce and the peacocks like berries, especially raspberries. As organic matter, even wilted leftovers from the floral department are put to use. Carrie Winterhalt, another Loop farm participant, has found that her sheep love to eat roses. Loop participant John Gotchick said one of their favorite things about the program has been learning about what the animals like and don't like. Even members of the same species don't always react the same way. One goat will happily munch on oranges while another won't touch them. A closed Facebook group allows farmers to share ideas on whom to feed with what and generally how to use different products. Before participating in the Loop program, farms that wish to participate must do some training. The training covers program rules, how to make feed decisions and proper recycling of packaging. One rule is that farmers cannot pick and choose what to pick up, they must take everything the store has set aside for them. CIFA rules are also pointed out, such as never feed meat or seafood products to anyone other than cats and dogs. Participating stores are also instructed to keep unpackaged meat items separate from non-meat items. Store staff work to keep the Loop items at temperatures which prevent further deterioration pending pickup by the farmer. The Loop program is not only a win for the participating farmers and stores but also for surrounding communities. Landfill life is extended, recyclable materials are recovered and soil health is nurtured. After a year in the program, the Delaney's enthusiasm for Loop continues unabated. The animals love the variety of food. And if you want to meet some of those animals yourself, the petting zoo hopes to open for the season May long weekend, weather permitting.